This episode covers how to stop giving the silent treatment. You know that moment when the room goes quiet and you're the one who caused it. Here's what to say before you disappear and how to open the door again after. Here's what's happening when you go quiet. When she raises her voice or brings up something painful, your body reacts before your brain catches up. Your heart rate climbs, your chest tightens, and you want out of the room. Not because you don't care, but because your system has decided this conversation is a threat. The researcher John Gottman calls this flooding. He found that once your heart rate crosses about 100 beats per minute, you can't process what's being said anymore. Going quiet isn't weakness. It's your body doing what it thinks is protecting you. The problem isn't that you shut down. The problem is what shutting down looks like from across the room. So here's why that protection backfires. To you, silence buys time. To her, silence looks like proof that you don't care. She can't see your racing heart or the argument playing out in your head. She sees a closed door, or you're back at the sink, or your eyes somewhere else, and without any other information, she fills in the gap herself, usually with the worst version of the story. Silence rarely feels like calm to her. It feels like absence. This is where the pattern feeds itself. She pushes to get a reaction, any reaction, and you retreat further to protect yourself from the pushing. That's called the pursue-withdraw cycle, and it can run for years without either person meaning to start it. Now, let's get into the words themselves and the skill that comes before them. Before you learn what to say, you need a way to buy yourself time without disappearing on her. That's the skill here, not the words. Notice the signal early, a tight jaw, racing thoughts, the urge to leave the room. Catch it before you're already gone. Name it in 5 words or less. I need a minute beat silence every time. Give her a time, not a maybe. Give me 20 minutes is concrete. I'll be fine is not. Come back before she has to ask. Set a timer if you have to, because coming back on your own is what rebuilds trust. Here's a script for that moment. Say this, standing up slowly, keeping your voice even, looking at her instead of the door. I'm getting overwhelmed and I don't want to say something I'll regret. I need 20 minutes. Just breathe for a moment before you finish. I'm not leaving the conversation. I'll be back. Why it works, you're naming the exit instead of just taking it. And that's the difference between a break and abandonment. What happens next? She may still be upset when you return. And that's fine. Coming back on time matters more than her mood when you left. Now, here's how to reopen things once you're ready to talk again. Reopening, after you've gone quiet, is its own moment. This isn't the time for a full apology or a full explanation. It's the time to open the door back up. If you went quiet without saying anything and some time has passed, find her when she's not in the middle of something. Sit near her instead of talking across the room. I shut down earlier, and I know that left you sitting with it alone. Take a second before you carry on, so it has time to land. I want to hear what you were trying to tell me. Why it works, you're naming the withdrawal instead of pretending it didn't happen, which tells her you notice the cost. What happens next? She may test you first with a short or cold response, so stay in the room anyway. If you're still processing and not ready to talk, but you don't want the silence to stretch all night, send a short text instead. Still thinking. Not avoiding you. Talk tonight. A few words in real time beat a full explanation 3 hours late. Different men shut down for different reasons, and here's how to adjust based on the pattern you recognize in yourself. If you avoid conflict so smoothly you don't notice you've gone quiet until she points it out, name the avoidance out loud. I noticed I went quiet there, instead of saying, what's true? If silence is how you avoid saying something defensive you'd regret, say so. I want to defend myself right now, and that's a sign I need a minute first. If you go quiet, only after you've already raised your voice, own the volume first. I got loud, and now I need quiet to reset before we keep going. If silence is your default setting under almost any stress, not just big fights, use the 20-minute reset every time, even for small friction. When you come back, walk in at eye level and sit down instead of hovering by the door. I'm back. I meant it when I said 20 minutes. Pause here and let her respond first if she wants to. I want to hear the rest of what you were saying. Why it works, showing up on time, without being asked, is proof that changes the pattern faster than any explanation. What happens next, if she's still upset, resist the urge to defend the 20 minutes, just stay. The other side of this is accounting for how she tends to respond. If she tends to push harder when you go quiet, her pushing is a protest against the distance, not an attack on you. Stay calm instead of matching her volume. I hear you, and I'm not leaving. I just need a minute first. If she tends to go silent right back at you, she's likely worn out from trying to reach you before. Don't wait for her to bring it up first. I know I've gone quiet before without explaining, and I want to change that, starting now. If she tends to give you space without asking questions, closeness right after conflict may feel like pressure to her. Don't mistake her quiet for agreement or forgiveness. You don't have to talk right now. I just wanted you to know I'm here. If she's usually the one who needs space, and you're the one chasing her, your instinct to keep talking may push her further away. Give her the same 20 minutes you'd want for yourself, then check back in. Sometimes reopening the door doesn't go smoothly. She may be angrier about the silence than about whatever started the fight. If you've come back and apologized, but she's still upset about being shut out, don't defend the 20 minutes again. Let the anger be about the silence, not the fight. You're right to be angry. I've left you alone with this before, and that's on me. Take a breath and let her answer before you say more. I'm not going anywhere tonight. Why it works? You're not arguing that the silence was justified. You're naming its cost, and that's what she needs to hear. What happens next? She may need to vent before she softens, so let her. You've just given yourself a way to stay in the room instead of disappearing from it. Tonight or tomorrow, pick one moment you feel the pull to go quiet. Use the 20-minute reset and follow up by text before you see her again. She's not asking you to never need space. She's asking you to stop disappearing without telling her you're coming back. If you want to go deeper on this, you'll find the links right in the guide where you got this audio, or head to the Two-Way Intimacy Library page and look for the same title. The full guide, playbook, and checklist are all available as free PDF downloads. The playbook walks you through the key steps in a format you can work through on your own. The checklist gives you a quick reference you can come back to before a conversation. Hopefully, something you heard will help with whatever brought you here today.